allowing you to focus your energy on what you're best at. Kim Conan, Southern Breeze Real Estate, 425-8868.
Are you building a new house, not sure where the property lines are? Strider Consulting can help. They're a civil engineering and land surveying firm located at 1029 Highway 201 North of Mountain Home. With over 23 years in the business, Strider Consulting has the experience and expertise to bring your project to life. Visit strider.consulting to see their full list of services and request your quote today. Strider Consulting is a proud supporter of Mountain Home Bombers Athletics. Strider Consulting, engineering our future.
At Knox Orthopedics, they know the pain from an injury demands immediate attention. At Knox, they can fix that. Their four highly qualified physicians, Drs. Knox, Rawls, McConnell, and Franklin, make it their priority to see you as soon as possible. You'll benefit from the best in orthopedic medicine with doctors who really care about getting you back to a life that's pain-free. See them at No. 3 Medical Plaza, Mountain Home, or during clinic hours at Harrison, West Plains, Melbourne, and Ash Flat. Check them out at knoxorthopedics.com.
Well, the two teams switch sides. Green Prior will get the ball to start the second half. They'll be moving right to left now. They lead Mountain Home 25-14. Eli Weaver will trigger the inbound pass on the far sideline. He gets into Jack Runcic. We're back underway.
Yeah, these first 2 minutes here for the Bombers. Let's see how we settle in and see if we can cut into this lead here by Green Prior.
Ball goes over to Weaver on the right side. Up top now to Jones. Over on the left side to Runcic. Back up top to Jones. Over on the right side to Weaver. Up top now to Runcic. He's going to drill to the elbow, pull up for the jumper. Whoa, way too strong, no good. And the rebound comes to Mountain Home.
Weaver takes some kind of crazy shots. If Mountain Home can just rebound the ball and take advantage of those missed shots, we should have a good chance to get back in this game.
Proctor throws up top to Ellison. Over to Carson on their left. He gets by his defender. Now gives it to Ellison there on the wing. Drills up to the top, finds Bickford in the right corner. He'll drill out to the wing. Tries to go up top, losing the ball. Robinson's right there for the steal. Weaver throws over on the right side to Barry. He's going to try for the three-pointer. No good. The rebound comes to Ellison. And now fouls going to be called in the backcourt against the Panthers with 6:59 left to play in the third quarter. That is on Reese Jones. His second personal foul. Team foul number one against Greenbrier here in the second half. It's an 11-point Panther advantage. Bickford will walk the ball across the timeline for the Bombers. It's like man-to-man for Greenbrier right now. Ball goes over on the right side to Proctor. He'll dribble toward the top, and it goes back to the wing. Takes a screen from Dewey, dribbles to the elbow, finds Dewey. Now back to Proctor, up top to Ellison. Ellison will dribble toward the right side. His pass to Carson knocked away. Carson's the last one to touch it. It goes out of bounds, and that will be Mountain Home's ninth turnover of the night.
Yeah, you know, unfortunate there. Reed trying to make the pass, and Greenbrier got a hand on it, and it just went right off of Braxton out of bounds right here in front of our bench.
Less than 6.5 minutes left to play in the third quarter. Greenbrier with the ball, and the alley-oop pass goes to Reese Jones. He gets a layup, and good, and it is a 27-14 Greenbrier advantage. 6:13 left in the third.
Yeah, good play there by Greenbrier. Mountain Home's got that in their arsenal. We saw it with Proctor in the first half.
Speaking of Proctor, he tried for the three at the top. No good. Rebounds tipped to Ellison. Mountain Home will set back up. Proctor is going to dribble to the low block. Finds Carson in the paint. And now kicks out to Ellison. Up top to Dewey. Over to Proctor on the left side. He'll take the screen, dribble to the elbow. Pull up for the jumper. No good. And the rebound's chased down by Runcic.
Good shot there by Luke, just a little strong.
5:41 left to play in the third quarter. Greenbrier with the ball and the 13-point advantage. Ball goes to Jones. Over on the left side to Weaver. Weaver will dribble toward the top. Looks like a 2-3 zone now for Mountain Home. Well, I say that. They're kind of just a lax man. Ball goes to Weaver. He pulls up for the jumper. No good. And Dewey gets a rebound.
Yeah, I think you're seeing Greenbrier wanting to drive the ball. Mountain Home's kind of playing a man-to-man, but we're standing inside the three-point line.
Yep.
And Les 23 is out there. He's their shooter, and we're the one they're running out on.
Bickford pulls up for the three in the right corner. No good. And runs it, gets a rebound. Back comes Greenbrier. Shots just aren't falling right now.
No.
Ball's with Robinson at the right elbow. He gives it back to Jones. He drills to the right side. Now toward towards the corner. He's going to pull up for the jumper. Partially blocked, and Proctor's there for the rebound. 27-14, Greenbrier Lee. Proctor with it on the right wing for the Bombers. He dribbles into the lane, going in for the layup. Will not go, but draws contact. He'll head to the free throw line with 4:39 left in the third.
Well, good job there by Luke by forcing the issue, getting the foul call. See if we can step up and hit these free throws.
Josh Robinson picks up his first personal foul. Team foul number two against Greenbrier. So Luke Proctor at the free throw line. First shot is no good. He is now 2-3 from the free throw line with 7 points. Still looking for our first point of the second half. Second shot is up, and he gets 1 of 2. He now has 8, 27-15, Greenbrier leading it. A little over 4.5 minutes left in the third. Runs it across the timeline. Met by a double team. Gives it to Weaver in the right corner. Now up top to Jones. Jones going to drill toward the lane. Now kicks out to Runzik for the three-pointer, right, and he gets it.
Yeah, Mountain Home tried to switch things up there. You know, it looked like a 1-3-1. Greenbrier saw it, made a nice little skip pass there for Runzik for the three.
Runzik with 8 points on the night. 30-15, Greenbrier up. 4:09 left in the third. Bickford takes the screen as he's drilling to the top. He's going to the low block, going in for the left. Shot's blocked, and Greenbrier comes up with the ball. Runzik quickly back the other way. He's going towards the lane. Now he's going to pull it back out. Up top now to Weaver. He'll set the offense. Now to Jones. Over on the left side to Berry. Berry's going to drill to the free throw line. Pull up for the jumper. Nothing but net. Aiden Berry with 5 points. And Mount Holmes going to call timeout. Josh Fulcher says enough.
Yeah, you know, Fulcher wants to kind of calm the troops down and let them see if we can stop this little run that they're on here to start the second half.
We'll break with 3:42. Let's play in the third quarter. It is Greenbrier leading Mountain Home 32-15. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Use the smile to change your world, but don't let the world change your smile. Coleman Family Dentistry is a proud supporter of the Mountain Home Bombers. A family-friendly dental office providing the state-of-the-art clinic, Coleman Family Dentistry is dedicated to you, your health, and especially your smile. With locations in Mountain Home and Cotter, there's every reason to book your appointment today. Call 870-424-4670. Go Bombers.
Community banking means investing in our community. At Centennial Bank, we invest our time and energy in helping our friends and neighbors grow, explore possibilities, and achieve their dreams. We proudly sponsor the student athletes of the Mountain Home Bombers. So whether you're in the game or in the stands, we support the things that mean the most to you because you mean the most to us. We're Centennial Bank, Arkansas's community bank, member FDIC.
Mount Home taking their second time out of the night with 3:42 left in the third quarter. They are just struggling right now in this period as they trail Greenbrier 32-15. Proctor looking to inbound it, gets into Dover. He'll give it to Bickford. Full court man-to-man for the Panthers.
Yeah, Greenbrier came out of that timeout there, something we hadn't seen all game with a full court man-to-man here.
Bickford with it on the left side, trying to get out of a double team, and now fouls will be called on Greenbrier. Reese Jones picks up his third personal foul. That is the third team foul against Greenbrier here in the second half.
Yeah, Jones looks like he tried to come from behind there and double team. Maybe got a little handsy on there.
3:26 left to play in the third. So 17-point Panther advantage. And let's see. For Greenbrier, Jacob Mathis is going to check in as Reese Jones takes a seat again with his third foul. Kai Bickford checks out of the game for the Bombers as he's replaced by Kobaninski. Here is Proctor drilling to the right elbow, pulls up for the jumper, no good, and the rebound comes to Aiden Berry.
The Bombers got to see some good ball movement there. We get one man show dribbling and pulling up for the shot. Hopefully next we see some ball movement, see if we can get some backdoor cuts on the aggressive defense there by Greenbrier.
Berry dribbles to the elbow, pulls up for the jumper, no good. Dover gets the rebound, and now, oh my goodness, a technical foul called from the bench.
Jones.
Reese Jones picks up the tackle, and that's his fourth personal foul too.
You know, Jones wasn't very happy with that call of the last possession when they had the trap, and I guess he, as he was taken out, he kept chirping at the official as he was walking up and down the floor.
So it will be Mounts Home getting two free throws and then inbounding the ball on the sideline with 2:53 left to play in the third. Mike Simmons is getting, trying to get an explanation from the official on what happened. First free throw for Dewey is up and in. That's his first free throw attempt of the night. So he's got one more to shoot. And now Tom will inbound it again. And the second shot is up, and he gets both. So now that cuts the margin back down to 15, 32 to 17, and Mount Tom will keep the ball on the far sideline. That man, I tell you, you don't see a technical foul call on a player from the bench very often.
No, you don't. I have to give the official credit there. He did a good job listening to the coach, letting him kind of get his frustration anger out, but giving his explanation in. And,
yeah.
And didn't let things escalate. Hopefully the Bombers can use that as a jump start here in this third quarter.
Here is Carson throwing it to Dover. His pass is knocked away, but Dover's able to chase it back down to avoid a turnover. Carson with it now on the right side. Down to 2.5 minutes left in the third. He's going to be fouled from behind. That foul is on Jacob Mathis, his first personal foul. That's the fifth team foul against the Panthers here in the second half. Carson will inbound the ball on the near sideline. Gets up top to Proctor. Proctor will dribble on the left wing. Now goes to the corner. Takes a screen from Dewey. Dribbles to the elbow. Pulls up for the jumper. Good.
Good job there by Luke using his screen and coming around there and peeling off and hitting that mid-range jump shot.
Luke Proctor in double figures now with 10 points. 32 to 19. Panthers up. Here is Mathis with it, throwing it on the left side to Runzik. He loses his footing and loses the ball. Now ball's being fought for, and the ball's still being fought for. Is it going to be a jump ball, or is it what are they going to call?
They get a jump ball, they did a jump ball.
Mount Holmes ball. That's Greenbrier's fourth turnover of the night.
Yeah, look at Dover coming out of there smiling. That's getting back to his football roots there, diving in the middle of that pile there. Him and Coben both going for the ball.
Yep, Jack Runzik and Josh Robinson checking out of the game, being replaced by Jay Stunlap and also Hayes Johnson. Proctor into the front court. Less than 2 minutes left to play in the third quarter. It's 32-19, Greenbrier leading it. Proctor dribbling on the left side. Gives up top to Inskeep. Over on the right side, down to Carson. Carson dribbles to the low block. Tries to give it to Dewey. Ball's knocked away. Ball's being fought for. Now Proctor is going to save the possession in the left corner. He's going to dribble out to the wing. Now he's met by a double team. And Weaver comes up with a steal. He's quickly back the other way, going in for the layup off the glass and in.
Yeah, good job there by Weaver, turning defense to offense and beating everybody down the floor with a good layup.
Eli Weaver with 7 points on the night, 34-19. Back comes Proctor. His layup is blocked, and Inskeep's able to chase down the ball. He gets it to Dover. He's going in for the layup. Is his basket count? No, they're going to call the offensive foul. Oh, man. Much to the dismay of the Mountain Home crowd. That is Dover's third personal foul, team foul number one, against the Bombers in their 11th turnover of the night.
Yeah, it's always frustrating when the official farthest away from the call makes the call. When there's a guy standing 5 feet from it.
Dover's going to check out of the game, being replaced by, I believe, Dodge Harris just checked in for the Bombers. A little over a minute left to play in the third quarter. It is 34-19, Greenbrier with the ball and the lead. Proctor's going for the steal, just comes up short. Weaver dribbles to the elbow, pulls up for the jumper, good. 9 points for Weaver. And all of a sudden, it's back to a 17-point advantage for the Panthers. Proctor with it on the left side. 44 seconds left. Ball goes up top to Harris. Over near the on the right side. Carson going up for the three. No good. Mathis gets the rebound. He's quickly back the other way. Going coast to coast for the layup. He'll be fouled on the way up and head to the free throw line. They're going to get Braxton Carson with his first personal foul, team foul number two against the Bombers here in the second half.
Yeah, right now it looks like a point of emphasis for Greenbriers. They're getting the ball and going. They're not trying to wait on anything. They're gonna push the tempo right here.
33 seconds left as Mathis' first free throw rolls around and falls in. Kai Bickford and Reed Elson checking back in for Mount Home, replacing Coben Inskeep and Braxton Carson. So one more free throw for Mathis to shoot. Second shot is up. No good. He gets one of two, and the rebound comes to Proctor. 37-19, Greenbrier leading it. Here is Proctor going towards the lane, going up for the floater. Good.
Proctor.
Luke Proctor with 12 points on the night. 37-21, Panthers up. 17 seconds left in the third. Runzik with it just inside the half-court stripe. Down to 10. Down to 5 as Runzik takes the screen, dribbles to the left side. Ball goes to Mathis. He's going to pull up for the jumper to beat the buzzer. No good, and we've reached the end of the third quarter. Well, we got 8 minutes left to play in this one. Our score at the end of 3. Greenbrier leading Mountain Home 37-21. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday.